She twisted the dial to preheat the oven, and it broke off. She tried to jam it back on, but then how would she know if she had the right temperature? Cussing out the stove, she felt the ripple pass through the room. The microwave display went blank, and her answering machine beeped. The kitchen lights flared and then died. Dory braced one hand on the stove. She could hear the blood rushing through her head. Maybe it was stupid, but she heard herself call out, "Look, just come out and show yourself. Don't play these little tricks." The air went still. The most primitive part of her went on alert, muscles tightening in preparation to run. Something was coming. She swung her gaze around the shadowed kitchen, her table, the empty chairs, Gavin's bid, and the open doorway to the dining room, looking for some sign that what she was feeling wasn't make-believe. Just when she was about to crush the oven dial in her hand, from somewhere in the shadowed butler's pantry, a voice said, "It's not like you got nothing else to do." Jumping back, Dory slammed her elbow into the refrigerator. Heart pounding, she realized it was on. She'd called him out for a spiritual mano a mano, and now she got it. The shadows in the butler's pantry shifted, gathering, until they took shape. Dory couldn't move, even though her brain screamed at her to turn and run. Before her eyes, he stepped into the kitchen, the linoleum crackling under his footsteps as if he were real. Dory began to shake. She had no Bible, no holy water, no nothing in case he went poltergeist on her. Maybe if she closed her eyes and said nothing, he'd go away. He came to stand a few feet away from her and then shoved his hands in his pockets. He lifted his chin to arrogantly stare down his nose at her. "Does your elbow hurt?" Dory looked down at her elbow. It occurred to her that yes, it did. "What do you want?" He stood there, studying her with his dark eyes. She shivered from the cold that radiated from him. She tried to remember her prayers from catechism. The only one she could remember was Hail Mary, and she wasn't sure if that would work, but it was better than nothing. The floor creaked, and her cot brain kicked in. His dark eyes were deep, set under blunt, angry eyebrows. The suit he wore was beautifully cut, but ripped and stained in places. The bloodied, toothless face was gone, thank God. He was, or rather had been, a wickedly handsome man.